The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
I had a front row seat to evil during 30 years of investigative reporting. I'm Robert Riggs. I created True Crime Reporter to tell the backstory of cases you may never have heard of before.
We asked award-winning investigative reporter Robert Riggs how he makes his new podcast, True Crime Reporter. His answers include the best way of taking notes, his experiences in the Gulf War, and his favorite podcasts. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. US listeners are listening to 8% more spoken word than last year. That's the highlight from the upcoming Spoken Word Audio Report from NPR and Edison Research, which will be unveiled on October the 13th. The most popular day for downloading podcasts is a Thursday. That's according to Triton Digital's weekly snapshot data. John Barth, the chief content officer at PRX, is to retire at the end of this year. Kerry Donahue, director of training, has already left the company, according to her LinkedIn. PRX management have been criticized for a lack of diversity and gender equity. Meanwhile, NPR and APM employees have launched a website to change their company's culture. Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial a Podcast gives your podcast a phone number to call so anyone can listen to your show. Bullhorn also offers a similar experience. Volley is an iOS-only app that allows you to do podcast interviews using audio messages, which is pretty cool. And thank you to our latest gold supporter, Focusrite, the makers of the Scarlett USB audio interface. We're grateful to all our kind supporters who allow us to focus more time in improving PodNews for everyone. You can do that too at podnews.net/support. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Reclaim the Net, a pressure group about cancel culture and censorship, has written about the Podcast Index, saying it's time for an open podcast directory, which is good, because we've got one now. A review of metadata fields associated with podcast RSS feeds is a long paper that we link to today from our show notes and our newsletter. It looks at how people are using data fields in podcasts, particularly the iTunes type metadata field, written by a Spotify employee and using data also from Spotify user behavior. It concludes that that field is often misleading or confusing and isn't of much use. The Podcast Index now has the code in place to support WebSub. Over 262,000 podcasts support it, they say. They're working on subscribing to those shows via WebSub shortly. They've also added MIT licenses to their GitHub repositories. PodFriend has added an embedded player widget for your website. You can see ours on our embedded player guide. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter. And if you want a decent set of similar-looking app badges for your website, PodPage has just published a matching set. And in podcast news, journalist Nathan Thornburg has drinks with exceptional people from around the world in a podcast called The Trip. It's a travel show that combines local perspectives, deep storytelling, and honest conversations that only happen when friends share a bottle. It's from Cabana, and we thank them for their support of PodNews today. Politicon and Politics War Room with James Carville and Al Hunt have formed a new partnership in the lead to the US presidential election. It's the latest podcast now produced by Politicon. And Podcast One is growing their Sportsnet sports programming network, adding the Michael Irvin podcast to their slate. We're promised an 88-second rant at the end of every podcast. Maybe that's something we're missing. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.